And it's time for business news with Madison Reedy. Hi, Maddie.
Hello.
Petrol companies, wow, this is the Commerce Commission's report into the industry that was, a few weeks ago now.
It was.
And they're not liking it. Why?
No, so the submissions were released today. So if you'll remember, the Commerce Commission was granted new powers to look into competition in the particularly consumer fuel market. Now, this came after the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern herself, said that consumers were being fleeced when it came to petrol prices at the pump. Now, the Commerce Commission's draft report, which, as you said, came out not so long ago, it found that the market is dominated by three big players in the fuel industry, being Z Energy, which owns Caltex 2, and the international giants BP and Mobil. Now, they say that that makes the fuel market an oligopoly. That means that there's limited competition. And that's because they also all have their fingers in the pie of the wholesale market through ownership stakes in the country's only oil refinery in Northland, the Marsden Point Refinery, and also the Refinery to Auckland Pipeline. Now, the Commerce Commission found that those companies have consistently made excessive profits for the best part of about a decade, over 10 years. And that's compared to the amount of capital that they're investing back into their business and the industry. It also found that New Zealanders are paying more than the rest of the world when it comes to petrol. Now, as I said today,
I sense a but coming. Yeah,
here's the big but. Now, today, the industry submissions on this draft report were released by the Commerce Commission. Now, Z Energy came out with quite an interesting one there, so I'll focus on them. They said that it cannot agree with the Commerce Commission's draft findings, particularly when it comes to profitability. Now, Z Energy says that the draft report was riddled with inaccuracies, omissions, and errors, particularly when it comes to the measure that the Commerce Commission used to calculate the profits of the fuel companies. The measure that it used was called a technical word, and I apologise, the return on average capital employed. Now, Z Energy says that what the Commerce Commission came up with was double that of what Z's own numbers came up with. Z Energy also didn't like that it used its total whole business profits to calculate its profitability in its draft findings. It says that that included the money that it made from selling things like pies and coffee at its service stations.
Okay, interesting.
They say that that was outside the scope of the Commerce Commission's terms of reference and that it should have focused on only the profits that it made from selling solely petrol. So bottom line here, Z Energy thinks that the Commission has overstated its profitability.
So does the Commission going to reply to that?
Well, in the final report, they most likely will. I can't imagine that they will reply to individual companies in that final report, but that was the whole process with the draft. Then they put it out for consultation and they did ask for the industry's thoughts. They've now received that and they will be mulling over it before they release that final report come December.
Okay, so we've got the latest read on the services sector is out, so how's that looking?
Yeah, this is the Performance of Services Index. Now, it fell just 0.2% in the month of August, pretty much flat to be a measure of 54.6 for that month. Now, any measure above 50 in these sorts of indices does indicate expansion. So the services sector, which is a really large part of our economy, is still expanding, albeit at a slower rate than previously. This is still a bright spot for the economy, though, especially compared with the likes of the manufacturing sector, which is certainly in the doldrums at the moment. The Performance of Manufacturing Index, which is the sort of sister survey to this services one, that's actually contracted for the past two consecutive months. So that is certainly in decline and not great news there. But we will get a better read on the economic growth in New Zealand on Thursday with the June quarter GDP numbers.
Okay, and so should we take a quick trot around the markets?
The NZX Top 50 Index fell 0.3% tonight. That's a fall of 32 points to close at 10,831. And the New Zealand dollar, that's buying at 63.9 US cents, 92.9 to the Aussie and 51.2 British pence.
Thanks, Madison. Madison Reedy with our business update.